At the end of the absolution ceremony, which comes after this eulogy, the choir sings beautifully, "May the angels lead thee into paradise. May the martyrs receive thee at thy coming and lead thee into the holy city of Jerusalem. May the choir of angels receive thee, and mayest thou have eternal rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." Roman was a very good man. Most of us knew him as sunny, always smiling, always giving a hearty handshake. And I remember this about him. From the time I met him 16 years ago as a newly ordained priest, that he and Dolores would come over to the airport and pick me up, and it was always the same. I was greeted with his very warm smile and a handshake that was firm. He was always so pleasant. But there was one parishioner here that I was talking to who used to think that Sonny's name, spelled S-O-N-N-Y, I guess, was spelled S-U-N-N-Y, and that he was called this because of his sunny disposition. You see, that is what the parish here thought of your husband, of Sonny, that he had such a pleasant disposition. I remember that he liked to tell jokes. Sometimes I didn't get them, but, you know, that's okay. But he gave one that stuck around for a while, at least for my father. And the parishioners here know all about my father and how much he liked to joke around. Well, it was, you heard about my father in the Out Club, if you listened to his eulogy the other week. Well, guess where he got the Out Club membership? It was from Roman. I remember my father came up here for a picnic, and Roman pulls out of his wallet an Out Club. Now, I'll explain that in a moment, those of you that don't know it. It's a very exclusive club, and it means the old, the ugly, and the tired. And he made up his own card for it, and he'd give it to certain people as a joke. He gave my father one, and my father, of course, had a very good relationship with all of the different priests and the bishops. He, like no one else, could get away with saying so many things. So he, in turn, my father, gave an Out Club membership to our bishop. The bishop graciously accepted. So he did truly, Sonny, live up to his nickname. Such a happy, go-lucky man. He was loved by all, but he probably didn't mind being loved by all. It wasn't that he was after. It was giving his love to others. He very much loved his daughter and his granddaughter. Dolores tells me that when they were each little, Sonny would take them to parks and play, and that he built a dollhouse in the backyard for his granddaughter. I'm sure he showed his love in many, many more ways than this. But what I found to be the most expressive of his love for his daughter and granddaughter was written in that article out there. At the very end, it said, "These two, my daughter and granddaughter, are the pride of my life." A beautiful thing. It says it all. They were the pride of his life. He had a very hard work ethic. To sum up some of what I read in that article out back, he was by trade, he made and restored picture frames. He started working when he was 15 years old. Started working for 30 cents an hour. And this, remember, he was 15 years old. He would work on school days from 3 in the afternoon to 9 at night. And on non-school days, he'd go in at 8 a.m. and work until 9 p.m. And he said, in that article out there, "In all the years I have worked, there was never a day that I did not want to go to work. I've always loved my work." He recalled missing work only once in 50 years. A cold kept him home for about a week. And he was always the first one to work in the mornings, late only once in those 50 years. That shows his great work ethic. He helped in the sacristy, I remember, too, for the last few years before he and his wife moved out of their house. And I remember being charmed by this. He was already about 90 years old, just shuffling as he walked. You could tell it was painful for him. But he was the first one here on Sunday mornings. And he would go around to the different shrines, lighting all the candles. And then he would just go back into his pew and pray his rosary. It was a beautiful sight to see. He was a hard worker, even to the end. But he used his talents here at church, too. See the altar cards up there? The three cards, one in the center and then one on each side. Those are what we call the altar cards, and it contains some of the essential prayers that the priest must say during the course of the Mass. Well, Sonny did those. He reframed them and did some of the paper matting there too. The picture that is above the sacristy door on that side of the church, the Sorrowful Mother, he reframed that. I remember buying it, and it came with an old beat up and wooden frame that didn't quite fit it. So he took it home and he reframed that. And the Stations of the Cross, you see them all around, 14 of them. He painted those himself, I was told just this morning. And the one interesting thing is it came with this set of 14 stations came with a missing station. It was the third fall of our Lord. So what did he do? He came up and this is the one where he falls the first time. So he came up and I guess took a picture of this one and put it on the other wooden panel like this and painted it all and wrote, "Jesus falls for the third time." And so he replaced our Station of the Cross so that now if you look, the first time he fell and the third time he fell, the pictures are identical. That's why Sonny did those. But perhaps the greatest thing that he did was the picture of Our Lady of Częstochowa. He did that. Not the whole thing. He fixed it up. But when we bought this church many years ago, Father Cicada, our pastor, bought this picture. It was all dirty and parts of it missing and, you know, chipped here and there. It needed to be restored and that badly. So Roman took it into work and eventually brought it back. And as you can see, he did just an amazing job. The Polish apparition of Our Lady and a very beautiful story behind it. But you see his dedication. Now, a eulogy is not just to talk about these good qualities and virtues of a man who has gone before us. It is to learn something from him, sure. But it is not to make a saint out of him, for we all have our own faults, and it would be a disservice to his soul to say that he is already a saint in heaven. It is our belief here at this church, and the Catholic Church's belief, that there is a purgatory that souls go to that have not, that are not quite perfected. They haven't done enough penance, or they have died with a lesser sin on their soul, and they have to go there and do penance. But they are certain to go to heaven. But they depend on our prayers to get there. So we hope that he's in heaven, but we must act as if he's in purgatory and pray for the repose of his soul. I wish more people had a deeper devotion to these poor souls who depend on us so much. But anyway, what lesson can we learn from Sonny? Number one, I think, I'm sure each one of you will get your own lesson from him, but these are the ones that I found most impressive. His hard work ethic. Ever since original sin, mankind was condemned to work by the sweat of his brow, to earn a living, to earn his food. And that is what we had to do. That was a penance for it. To perform the duty of state in life is the way to salvation. We can be as pious as the day is old, but if you don't do your duties, your piety will get you nowhere. This man was the example of hard work, as I mentioned earlier. He missed a week of work. He was late once. He worked into his 90s. But to perform these duties of state with a sort of sunny smile is something extraordinary for most. He loved his job. To do your duty is one thing. To do your duty with a smile, that takes a lot. Second, that all the talents he had, he used them in the service of God. That's what we're called to do. To develop our talents and to use them in God's service. All this picture framing, he had a talent and he used it for God's house. And he worked in the sacristy until he was 90 years old. Those are lessons that we young people can learn about. But as we prayed just before the eulogy began, we hope that the angels conduct this good soul to heaven and that his joy be to see God. But Dolores, may your joy be one day to be reunited with your dear husband before Almighty God and the whole heavenly court. And the rest of you, his daughter and granddaughter, learn about what he believed and follow his examples. And as a family, may you all be reunited in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.